Thousands of supporters of Britain's exit from the European Union have rallied in London 2 days before a crucial vote in the Parliament on the fate of the Brexit deal with the EU. The protesters said they demand a real exit from the European Union and not, quote, a betrayal by Prime Minister Theresa May. They call on the government to leave the bloc immediately. Counter-demonstrations were also held in the city in opposition to Brexit. The rival rallies come as Prime Minister Theresa May warned that Parliament's rejection of the Brexit deal could leave Britain in the EU, topple her government, and bring the opposition Labour Party to power. The Parliament is due to vote on the draft withdrawal agreement on Tuesday.
Two opposing demonstrations, two opposing sets of ideologies, two versions of Britain's post-Brexit futures, all on display in the British capital. In one corner, a group brought together by the United Kingdom Independence Party, UKIP, and their new advisor Tommy Robinson, formerly head of the far-right English Defence League. They claim Theresa May's Brexit is a sellout and are demanding a full disengagement from the EU.
The EU are undemocratic, not voted for. They have no say, they can't get thrown out, and anything they say is the rules. It's basically becoming a communist state, a bit like the USSR.
Just mere kilometres across the city, another group see a Tommy Robinson-inspired UKIP and their message as an affront to democracy and plurality.
We're down here because Tommy Robinson and his campaign represents a real threat. This man is a Nazi. He's organising a street movement which is Islamophobic, which is violent, which is trying to create division and trouble in British society. They're using the Brexit issue as a way of trying to rebuild fascist organisation in Britain, and we're here to protest against him.
The chaos of Brexit has exposed the rather ugly underbelly to British politics, and those who are marching on the streets say they will not allow this to be hijacked by those with a racist, xenophobic and Islamophobic agenda.
Those marching in favour of the Tommy Robinson brand of Brexit says it's simply about respecting the referendum results and protecting the country. Organisers of the counter-demo disagree.
Well, Hitler said he's come to power was about Versailles, but actually what he ended up doing was killing millions, and it ended up in the Holocaust and the racialisation of politics. And we think Tom Robinson's a liar. He lies about his name, he lies about his objectives, he lies about the Muslim community, encourages attacks on school children inside Huddersfield, and we have to stand together in unity with all the communities that are under attack and say very, very clearly, we're not going back to the days, no blacks, no Irish, no dogs. We're never going to accept that situation, and we're going to resist, organise and march.
Tuesday's crunch votes in the British Parliament on Theresa May's Brexit will be a significant milestone for both versions of a post-Brexit Britain. Amina Taylor, Press TV, London.
Former U.S. diplomat James Jatras believes that the U.K. Prime Minister's measures are polarizing the country. Let's take a listen.
I don't know if she has been deliberately sabotaging this process for 2 years in the hopes that somehow Britain would end up staying in the EU, or that this is simple incompetence. She has a deal that basically gives Britain the worst of both worlds, being subject to basically all EU regulations, but having no voice in their formulation. I don't know how it will turn out, and she is not only destroying Britain, she's destroying her own party. Well, I think as we see with what's going on in France, that and frankly, what we see here in the United States, all of these countries are becoming very, very polarized. And this kind of mishandling of this issue, on which the British people did vote 2 years ago, only exacerbates those divisions and makes them sharper and more poisonous, and this is not good for the peace of Great Britain. I don't see how that would work. It would seem to me that the more likely thing is you would end up with a hard Brexit where you exit the EU without a deal, but I don't know exactly how that would work.